Proverbs chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. In this passage, we are taught another aspect of the wisdom of God. It has power to preserve and protect those whose lives are governed by it. That is the key. It must enter into our hearts, which is the picture of a life that is subject to the will of God. When He is on the throne of our hearts, our lives are under His control. As our Lord and Master, He will protect and preserve that which is His own. When wisdom enters into our souls, it is like lemon juice and sugar being added to water. The color is changed. The taste is different. It is tangy and refreshing. It is diffused throughout the entire glass or pitcher. It sort of takes over. But this verse takes it a step further. It speaks of the soul that gladly acknowledges a new master. It does not look upon submission to the will of God as bondage, but as the highest, best, and most pleasant experience in life. The psalmist said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." The practice of obedience to God is not work that has to be done, but an experience that is entered into with joy and delight. In a previous verse, we saw that God keeps the way of His saints. There is a special word that is used to refer to those who worship Him with all their hearts and souls, who hold nothing back of their lives and affections, and from whom nothing that God commands is too great. The tribe of Levi were those who were commended because they kept God's word and observed His covenant. They were dedicated and devoted to God. The worth of God's wisdom in the soul is immeasurable. It keeps us from the path of sin, which is the road to ruin. Therefore, it is of far more value than the wealth of the world. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It does two things. First of all, it gives us positive guidance in the way of virtue and truth. That in itself is a remarkable thing in a world filled with sin and error. Secondly, it arms us against the temptations and sins which beset us on every hand. The psalmist said, "Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips have I kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Wisdom is an armor of defense against the fiery darts of the devil, the corruption of our own flesh, and the allurements of the world. The Bible says, "Wisdom is better than strength, and wisdom is better than weapons of war." But remember, it must sink down into our hearts and permeate our souls. If the wisdom of God is merely kept in the mind as an interesting fact or curiosity, it will do little good. It is given to inflame our spirits, to follow God, and guide our wills in the path of truth.